When we meditate, we're developing good qualities in the mind. You focus on the breath, and then you try to keep it in mind. Don't forget that ability to keep something in mind is mindfulness. And then you're alert to what you're doing to make sure that you stay. If you catch yourself wandering off, you come right back. While you're here, you try to be as sensitive as possible to how the breathing feels, so you can make it comfortable. That's a quality called ardency. You don't just watch things. You figure out if something is wrong, you fix it. If something is good, is there some way you can make it better? This is how the mind develops. Because you can be mindful about anything, you can be alert to anything. But with ardency, you want to do this well for the sake of training your own mind, understanding why there's suffering and how you put an end to it. The Buddha once said that's all he taught, suffering and its end. And he didn't teach them as two interesting theories or two interesting facts. Suffering is caused by something you're doing, and the end can be found by doing something better. That's why ardency is an important part of the practice. It's motivated by heedfulness, the realization that if you don't change your ways, you're going to continue suffering. But the thing is, you can change your ways. Be very careful to watch what you're doing, and you can learn from your mistakes. And that way your skill here gets better and better. So remember that the end of suffering is not just an interesting fact. It's something you can aim for. And as the Buddha said, it's the total end of suffering is possible. So when you look at the things that you tend to contend yourself with as you go through the day, you can ask yourself, is it really deserving of your contentment? And when you've done something well, you recognize that you did it well and you take joy in that fact. But you don't rest satisfied there because there's always more to be done. And you don't know how much more time you have to do it. The Buddha talks about future dangers. Aging can come, illness can come. In some cases, aging and illness have already come. Death will come. There's a possibility that society can break down. There's a possibility that the Sangha, the monastic community, may break apart. And in cases like that, it's going to be hard to practice. But if you prepare, then even when these things come, when you've developed this skill, you don't have to suffer. You'll find a happiness that's safe and secure. So there's work to be done. Always have a clear sense of that. When you have that sense of heedfulness, the realization that there are dangers, but your actions can make a difference as to whether you're going to suffer from those dangers or not, then you'll be staying on the path. So when those future dangers come, you'll be safe.